Our graduates. Our home training graduates. Home training took on critical importance during the pandemic. Guiding Eyes staff and volunteers crossed the United States to bring students and guide dogs together to safely complete their training. Image, montage of individual photos of each home training graduate and their guide dog, 15 photos in total. Our on-campus graduates. On-campus students travel to our Yorktown Heights, New York campus to participate in an immersive training program. With a focus on health and safety, we were overjoyed to begin a gradual return to full operations at the end of 2021. Image, class photos of campus graduates and their guide dogs from May 2022 to June 2022. Three separate groups. All photographed in Alumni Hall at the Guiding Eyes campus in Yorktown Heights, New York. Graduate spotlights. Barbara and Quasar. Quasar, like my previous guide dogs, Joanne and Oki, also from Guiding Eyes, gives me freedom. I don't have to be afraid anymore. These dogs work so hard to keep you safe, whether walking in your community, riding on a train, a plane, or a bus. My trainer Andrea said, "You can trust Quasar as you walk. I know he's going to help keep me safe." We love puppy raiser Debbie. Quasar is a loyal and lovable puppy. He is always excited to go on new adventures or just to stay home and cuddle. He was with me for 2 years due to COVID and I loved having the extra time with him. He will be an excellent guide and companion. Ralph and Cannon. Cannon is the first guide dog in my senior living community, so naturally he draws a lot of attention from everyone. Despite the distractions, he performs his job well. Catherine, my trainer, taught me that being partially sighted, I should not try to guide Cannon, but allow Cannon to guide me. I had to learn to switch roles and have patience. As a result, I now feel much safer. We love puppy raisers Carrie and Bernie. From 9 weeks old, Cannon was so sweet. He instinctively knew how to be gentle with our older dogs, yet he was able to get the Zoom eyes out of his system. We are so proud of the kind, smart, handsome dog Cannon has become. Casey and Kanga. Kanga is very smart and very intuitive, and she can be pretty sassy too. I'm able to get to all of my destinations quickly. So far, I've never been late to class or a meeting because Kanga and I are like go go go, all the time. I love the Guiding Eyes philosophy of training dogs. They're very different in the things they do. They can train a dog to cater to a person's specific needs. We love puppy raiser Gina. From the minute Kanga joined us, I knew we were in for a good time. She is super fun and super smart. I'm confident and happy that Kanga and her new partner, Casey, will have many great adventures as they live their best lives together. Lenore and Hatchie. I applied to Guiding Eyes for multiple reasons. First, I had a wonderful experience with my first guide Hobbs, and second, because Guiding Eyes has a very good program for training guide dogs for people who are deaf and blind. Having a guide dog enables me to take long walks for exercise in my neighborhood. I feel more independent, so I love it. We love puppy raiser Pamela. I always felt that Hatchie was destined to do great things. His greatest strengths were his sweet nature, eagerness, and determination. Now Hatchie is doing what he was meant to do, having mastered the skills he needs to be a guide while keeping those wonderful qualities. Hatchie was special named by Mr. and Mrs. Kuni Nakamura and family, and is also a Pathfinder pup. Learn more about special naming on page 18 and our Pathfinder Society on page 24. Kai and Pride. It is really nice having a good buddy around. She makes daily life and travel much easier. Navigating around is quicker, and I am more confident. I recently went on a trip to New Orleans with Pride, and it was interesting to see how quickly she got used to working around huge crowds and tons of different distractions. We love puppy raiser Leslie. Pride is just a wonderful, bright, sweet, and affectionate dog. When walking Pride, sometimes she would do a little bounce. She just seemed to be saying that life is great, which always made me smile. We are so proud of her and wish her and Kai many years of adventures. Linda and Disney. Disney gives me confidence to access more possibilities. There is a new bus route now available in my rural area, and my regional trainer, Kathy, helped Disney and me to acclimate to the route to my office. I feel a stronger sense of independence. I appreciate attending meetings, events, and church with Disney. With a guide dog, I feel more like myself when navigating through the world. We love puppy raiser Denise. Disney had natural instincts of human expectations, therefore making him an easy puppy to raise. He likes to please and is a go-with-the-flow kind of guy. I'm so happy he can share his guide dog abilities and love with his new graduate. Guiding eyes by the numbers. Image, Johanna with guide dog Clyde, a yellow male lab in harness, standing aside Gregory and guide dog Kenner. Both stand on a walkway in front of the Hudson River with a blue and cloudy New York City skyline behind them. We have 65 years of experience providing guide dogs to people with vision loss. We estimate that more than 10,000 service dog teams have graduated since our founding in 1954. All of our services are provided free of charge to people who are blind or visually impaired. Guiding Eyes does not depend on government funding. Our support comes almost entirely from individuals and philanthropic organizations. Nearly 500 pups are born annually. 92% are Labrador Retrievers. 8% are German Shepherds. Over 100 guide dogs are placed annually. More than 1,700 volunteers support our mission. Approximately 1,000 Guiding Eyes dogs actively worked as service animals for people with vision loss over the past year. The journey of a Guiding Eyes dog. Birth, puppies are born at the Canine Development Center in Paterson, New York. Birth to 8 weeks, puppies receive early training and socialization. 8 weeks to 16 months, puppies learn key skills from volunteer puppy raisers. 16 months to 22 months, dogs join guide dog mobility instructors in Yorktown Heights, New York, to learn guide work. 22 months to 8 to 10 years, dogs are matched and live with people who are blind as guides until retirement.